every Tuesday morning for a real man. Real man. Great cop, hero cop. Big time actor, whether it's The Wolf of Wall Street, The Irishman, Goodfellas, Gravesend now, Godfather of Harlem, he's the real deal. And most importantly, 30 years, almost 30 years, a dear friend of both me and Bernard. We love him here on a Tuesday morning, the great Bo Deedle. Bo, let's get right into this. We were just all over Anthony Fauci. He's a weatherman. You know, the weatherman, you know, one day to the next gets the weather wrong. He has been that guy. He is dealing with people's lives, and he's Bill Evans, basically, on a daily basis.
Well, I'm glad we're starting this topic because a lot of people are missing something very important that happened on January 28, 2020, at Logan Airport in Boston. A Harvard University professor, Dr. Charles Lieber, and two Chinese nationals were arrested for trying to smuggle out 21 vials of some kind of virus. Now, when Senator Rand Paul was talking to Fauci, he was very good to select his words. He said, we didn't send any money to Hunan, to that lab and all that. But in reality, it came out that this doctor and these two Chinese nationals who were members of the Communist Party were working together at our Harvard University, at the Chemical and Biological Department. Now, when he was asked, he said he never gave money. How about $15 million was given to that? So this little creep, this little scroungy punk is very... very choice with his words.
Yes.
He said, we never gave them any money there. But money was given to Harvard University and Wuhan University work in conjunction. $15 million. So this thing was developed part in the United States and part in Hunan. It was an idea that he was overseeing this thing. He knew all about it. He's a little liar. And he should be brought under oath again and ask him some more direct questions with this Dr. Charles Lieber, if he knows him, because he was arrested along with these two Chinese nationals. And when Rand Paul, Senator Rand Paul, was asking him, he's very choosy with his words. This little punk was ahead of the he was involved with the NIH. This is who were doing the dealings with the Chinese nationals. Let's get this out. Let's get real congressional hearings, put Fauci on the stand on the perjury, and let's ask him some direct questions. I'll go to Washington. I'll ask him some real direct questions. People don't remember that. January 28th, anybody can look it up, 2020, at Logan Airport, these two Chinese nationalists was arrested along with this Dr. Charles Lieber. Exactly 21 vials of virus were being smuggled out of the United States. These are facts.
Wow, I'm going to look that up. Never heard that before. That's amazing. And I don't doubt for a second that Fauci's hands are all over the origins of this this virus with the Wuhan lab insofar as funding it with our taxpayer dollars. I'm convinced that's true. Bo Deedle on the Bernie and Sid Show. Bo, let's segue real quick to, well, of course, the mayoral race here. You ran for mayor 4 years ago, unsuccessfully, but it was a great run. And now you have Eric Adams that is at the top of the Democrat heap. Curtis Sliwa beating from Fernando Mateo in the on the Republican side. At this point, according to the polls, where does it stand? In your mind, in Bo Deedle's mind, where does this stand?
Well, I was just with Eric Adams. And believe me, I don't want to say I beat him up every time I'm with him, but I ask him the hard questions. I talk about bringing back stop and frisk in a professional sense to get these guns off the street. I tell him, talk to him about as far as helping the cops do their jobs. He says good things like I want to hear. I'm supporting him 100% in the Democratic thing. I think he understands what the city has. All this other stuff is hogwash. The most important issue is crime. In your borough of Brooklyn, more people are getting gunned down. And then when you listen, I watched that debate a little bit last Thursday. When you get this moron, and I'll call her a moron to her face, this Miley Cyrus, whatever her name is, and talks
Wiley
about cutting the cops more and then get some psychological people out there to talk to these people. I like to see her go up to a couple of these gangbangers and say, I know you had a hard childhood, but can you give me your gun? I could see this happen. You're going to have people wiped out, community directors and all this. These are killers out there. These are gangbangs that would shoot you in a second. And all of a sudden she thinks you can reason with mad dogs? These are mad dogs that will kill you in a second.
She's
we got to get them off the street and keep them in.
She's a racist who doesn't care about black crime victims.
Hey, we do want to ask you, too, Bo, the NYPD, the MTA is going to add a couple hundred more police to help with the subway systems, which are filthy and violent and gross and dangerous. So for a city that wants to get rid of the police, have they kind of caved here just a little?
Well, we all agree one thing. The mentally ill out there is a serious, serious problem. A lot of them are not violent, but they get themselves in what they do. They get themselves caught up. And then you have young officers there that really don't understand exactly what's going on with them, because mentally ill could be violent or nonviolent, but there's a lot of them that are violent, and you've got to deal with them and take charge of them. The first thing that we have to do is have a place where we can pick these people up, these mentally ill. We have to get some sort of a city ordinance passed that we're able to pick them up, and it's not against their constitutional rights. I had a client on Fifth Avenue, which this guy had a garbage pile, 20 foot high, 20 foot long, garbage. And they couldn't remove his garbage off the street on Fifth Avenue down by 11th Street because they have certain rights that they put in. But where are the rights of the people that want to live without the stench of urine and defecation on their streets? They have rights, too. When Mayor de Blasio passed this urination law that you can urinate on the street, we got to pull back on these things of
quality of life.
Exactly. The quality of life in the city has to be pulled back. It starts there. We got to clean the subways up, and then we can identify these little punks that are riding around on the subway trains that are committing crimes. But you have an interaction of mentally ill and these little punks that are taking advantage of all these people on the trains. Do we need more cops down here? Absolutely, but they have to be effective, and we have to clean it up. We can't go for train rides and think it's going to go away. We have to do something about it. We have to have a place. We could build real quick modular buildings where we can have facilities to give them food, let them get mental health attention. We have to deal with it.
Absolutely. Bo Deedle, former NYPD. Bo, you used to be the Gay Officers Action League president back in the 90s. What do you think about the gay pride people banning gay cops from marching in the parades until 2025?
Well, I'm a little pissed because you could Google Bo Deedle Gay Pride Parade. When I ran for mayor, I had a friggin' pink jacket on. I marched for 2 miles. I had more guys, more gays and lesbianics that were around me. I danced with them. We had a damn good time.
Yep, yep.
And they're wrong for doing this. And you want to know something? I support the gays and lesbianics and transformers. Whatever you want to be, I support you. But you want to know something? That's wrong to take the gold. That's the Gay Officers League. Let them march with you. They're all believing the same. I'll march with them if they allowed me. I don't care. I had a good time.
You're damn right. Bo Deedle, you were great, as usual, on the Bernie and Sid Show. I appreciate your appearance.
So good.
I mean, you kick ass every time, Bo
so
Deedle.
Good.
Kick ass. Bo Deedle, we love you.